The cause of the coronavirus outbreak is still a puzzle. Many scientists have pointed to a market in Wuhan, China, as a potential source, a place where hundreds of animals, many exotic species, were kept in cages surrounded by unsanitary conditions. Among the animals that researchers think may be the culprit, pangolins, an endangered, highly trafficked mammal. It looks like a pine cone with claws. John Epstein is with EcoHealth Alliance and researches emerging zoonotic viruses. And John, zoonotic viruses are ones that jump from animals to humans. And there's been a lot of talk about this wet market in Wuhan. Describe what these places are like. Why are they good places to begin to source the origin of a new virus? And why settle on pangolins?
In China, in urban settings, there are live animal markets that have all different kinds of species. A lot of domestic animals like ducks and geese or pigs, but also a lot of wildlife species. And these cages are often stacked one on top of another, and these animals are sold for food. So they're kept alive, they're sold fresh, and they're butchered in the market. The reason they're called wet markets is there's often live butchering going on, and you can see in the streets there's fur and blood and guts, and they often don't have the most hygienic conditions in terms of the mixing of bodily fluids from different animals. These are species of animals that perhaps would never encounter each other naturally in the wild, being brought from their natural habitat into an urban setting at high concentration where they're being handled by people and butchered. So that's a great opportunity, not only for viruses that these animals may be carrying to spread among the animals, but for people handling them to come in contact with bodily fluids, whether it's blood or urine or feces. If it gets on their hands and they're cutting up an animal, they may cut their skin and get infected that way, or simply by touching their eyes or nose or mouth, that's a great way to get exposed to a new virus. So it's a chain reaction. The dangers here are bringing in wild animals whose health status is unknown. We often know very little about the types of viruses or bacteria that animals might naturally be carrying, and you bring them into a very unnatural setting that creates the opportunity for these bacteria or viruses to get out of those animals and into people. Now, the question of pangolins, we haven't really seen a lot of data yet to support the idea that pangolin viruses are involved. There's been discussion in public about studies that haven't been published yet that pangolins may have similar coronavirus, a portion of which is found in the genome or the genetics of the coronavirus causing the current outbreak. But until those studies are published in peer-reviewed journals, it's very difficult to assess the validity of that assertion that pangolins are involved.
What's the downside of a presentation of even a suspected animal like the pangolin before we know for sure?
What you don't want to see happen is people out of fear seeking to exterminate or kill animals that they think might be associated with a human illness. It's not the wildlife's fault. These wild animals, they normally carry viruses and bacteria just like people do, but it's in fact human activities that bring us closer to wildlife that create opportunity for epidemics. And so it's very risky to implicate certain animals, particularly if there's no evidence yet, because it could cause retribution or backlash against those animals. And when it's something as endangered as pangolins, we certainly want to avoid that. And bats, too. They're so ecologically important that we really have to be careful about vilifying wildlife when we talk about human viruses.
Why is determining the animal host so important?
The simple answer to that is so we can prevent this from happening again. It's really important to understand the chain of events that leads to that first human infection or group of human infections that triggers an outbreak. If we don't know that, it's very hard to eliminate the risky behaviors or the risk factors involved in an epidemic happening.
So where does the investigation stand in China? Are researchers from around the globe able to get the samples and information from Wuhan they need to find answers?
Well, it's been challenging. Unfortunately, what hasn't come out yet and what really is needed is information about specifically which animals were present in that seafood market in Wuhan at the time those early cases were infected. What we know is that during the investigation, they did sample animals and they also collected environmental samples. These would be swabs of surfaces, tabletops or chairs, maybe drains. And they found that of about 580 samples collected across the market, 37 of them were positive, meaning that they detected genetic material from this coronavirus in samples around a part of the market that was known to have wildlife vendors. So we know that there's environmental contamination with this virus in a part of the market that sold wildlife. We know that animals that have been tested so far have been negative for this virus, but we don't know, unfortunately, which species were in the market, which ones were tested, and how many. And without that information, it's very difficult to understand the chain of events that led to the emergence of this virus.
John Epstein with EcoHealth Alliance in New York. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.